conceptual story. So this is, we're talking now, thank you for your corporation. It's about the corporations, the good corporation. How to make a good one. And this is where we start. And this girl is sitting there, and she's taking it cool. She's not going, ooh, I'm super rich. She's just thinking, yeah, you're right. If you have more than you need, it's just going to be a burden. So what to do with that burden? How to take responsibility for it? And then there are the other, the bad corporations, the primitive ones, the barbarian ones, where greed rules, lust, and anger and hate, and all of those lower, darker modes. And there we find our fair lady. Fighting the darkness with her. I mean, the skyscraper, which is really a narrow mountain, it's leading up down corporation. Maybe she switches it down up. Maybe just up. No, whatever. No, if you take it, it can be taken in the so up, so down. So this, and she's working with the graphics, the imagery of that building first, playing with it, standing there. Just looking up at it from the other side of the street. Now that's good. And now the sign there says, you know, stay aware or whatever. And as a matter of fact, she looks up at that big sign up there. What do you call it? This lead panel. And she's putting Krishna and Arjuna there from the Bhagavad Gita cover, and someone passes by and says, what's that? Never saw that up there. And so that's Krishna and Arjuna. It's Arjuna, the warrior, and Krishna driving his chariot, and he spoke this book, the Bhagavad Gita. Have you heard about that? Yeah. Maybe in school. And continues walking. She stands there looking at her walking down, and people walking back and forth on the street there. So, yep. Here we are on the street. And yeah, I mean, there are drunkards, there are drug addicts, It's not a very nice street, really. Could be the Bowery or something. Oh, I lost the building in Bowery. Maybe, I don't know. Something undefined. Beggars, beggars, beggars. Drug addicts. Homeless. And then she gathers a couple of homeless people there. Starts talking to them. Maybe they even show where they live and sleep. And she just says, well, you know, first, everyone has or should have food to eat, clothes to wear, and a home to live in. I mean, I've been, she's speaking to those, you know, maybe it's a couple, and another one comes and they sit there, park, bench, or whatever. You know, I had this idea, and I just want to hear what you think about it. And they listen. Just, you know, make a foundation or something and you gather your friends, the good ones, who are not drugged out or drunkards, or you, well, no, we can handle that. We can give it up. What you suggest? Yeah, just like all good works start get the good, able ones together first, organize go out to media, say, you know, here we are. We are in need of help. We are helpless. We want a piece of land. And we want some sponsors to build simple homes for us. a little village maybe. Eventually. And we will manage it, and we will have homes, and we will give homes to each other and others. And there will be no one homeless in this town. And so help us, God. We will get free from drugs and all that. And then she says, or they say, sounds easy to say. And she said, well, you gotta start somewhere. Yeah, that's true, and they talk like that. But it's a nice dream how to do it. And she said, maybe I can help you. I know some people. And then, you know, what's your phone? Just give me your phone number or email or whatever. They had such things. And they say, you know where you can find us. Over there, in that whatever place, tent or whatever. So, she proceeds. She goes into one of those fashion shops, actually. And they look after her. Who was that? Now she's gonna go and buy fashion clothes. And she comes out with a bunch of bags, you know, finest fashion. And they stand there looking, going, scratching their heads. You know, who is that? She goes into some, you know, beauty parlor or whatever, and she comes out as a real hot one, you know, real high society person, lady. And you wonder, well, who is this? Is she a celebrity? Is she a famous businesswoman, or who is she? And she knows how to play the game, to play the role. And she can, of course, you know, since she's the boss of that company, she can get anyone from that corporation invited to the finest parties. So, you know, here we have this lady, she is whatever she is. A consultant for hours or something. Vague. And then she steps into one of those super duper high up there parties. The president is there, his wife, and, you know, really the famous, fame of the fame, and so on. And there she meets Rick. But now she is maybe he is a genius who can solve anything with computers and stuff like that. So, and maybe she also meets some super rich people. And gives the idea, and I don't know how that's going to be done, because I don't think that a completely unknown high society lady in such a party would. Well, maybe she would. And she is also good at computers and all of that, so she can fix a website and just drop a donation here, because everyone should have a home, shouldn't they? And the ladies, with the bangles and all this. And she is a charming and mystical lady. Maybe even she is discussing with some other, how shall I go about this? And she just pays the best consultants and how to do fundraising in those circles. And then she comes back next day or so, outside there on the street, and those same people are sitting there, and she said, well, fixed it. A piece of land, but it's out on the countryside, can you handle that? Of course we can, a small town or something. And you will build a village and you will get help. The land is already there. And architects, building engineers, the whole crew. So good luck with you. And then you make a YouTube channel, whatever, online video channel. We report every day how it's going, what you need, and thank those who you got it from, what you needed yesterday. And we kind of give a little nutshell concept there for this idea. Good ideas. And then someone may even say that was a very good idea. And she says, yeah, there should actually be a website called Good Ideas. Dot whatever, and there people can upload their good ideas. And if, this is another idea I had. Maybe it's a business idea or whatever that is good, but that the one who got it is not inclined or interested or able to do themselves. So here it is, take it. And if you make money on it, give a couple of percent to the originator of the idea. That's the idea of that website. Something like that. And then someone else said, well, that was also a good idea. Yeah. So it's all for free. And then one guy sits there and goes, wow, that was... So, and he's the one who makes that. And then maybe we will see a website called goodideas.org or net or whatever. Or SE. So yeah, why not? Just going around like that, spreading good ideas and just, you know, a little help here. Help to self-help. Just helping people to take care of themselves, get on their feet again, get, you know, get up from the darkness and the dirt and the ignorance, and then yeah, they are grateful and they become friends. So she has a bunch of friends there, the ex-homeless. And it can go on like that. And she uses that corporation, and actually very... how to say, cost effectively, doing these things that then start to grow. Not that she's just pumping in all the money from the corporation in to maintain that whole thing, but it's then maintained by people who run it and who, you know, she finds, or they find themselves, potential people among those homeless who are not drunkards or drug addicts, and, you know, there's maybe some, and I think there are, very able persons who just lost everything. Maybe in a financial crash or their company went bankrupt. I mean, that's not so uncommon. And there they are. It's a tough society. Their safety net is hardly there anymore. So that's the world that she is now moving around in, on the street. But then also sometimes up there in those incredible divine chambers on the top of the earthly Olymp, where the power people, you know, are. So she has these kind of two identities, so to speak, appearances, which could make it a bit interesting. And this way we kind of build in a blueprint in this book or whatever it would be. I mean, that is, can be inspiring for others, for people on the planet to do. And it's a good idea.